Praise the Lord. Today's message is titled True Fasting. Let's pray. Father, we thank and praise the Lord for this moment that you've given us so that, Lord, we may come together and read your word, my Father, so that, Lord, we may gain understanding, so that, Lord, we may be led by your Spirit, my Father God. And, Lord, you enable us, my Father God, to walk in the light. Your word, my Father God, is a lamp to our feet and light to our path. Your words, my Father God, brings enlightenment, my Father God, into our lives. We humble ourselves, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, that you will teach us your ways. Help us, my Father God, not only to listen to your voice, but be able, my Father God, to obey you. Help us all, Lord, as we read your word. All glory and honor belongs to you, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In a believer's life, there are disciplines which must be practiced as we walk with the Lord. For example, discipline of prayer. Then there is another discipline of repentance, a discipline of fasting. Fasting must be observed by every believer, as told by our Lord Jesus Christ. Fasting means to deny our bodies some of its usual provisions. Fasting means to deny our bodies things which it normally desires or needs. We should not compare our fasting with other fastings done by other religions. Bible mentions different fasts conducted by different people at different times. Moses observed fast for 40 days and 40 nights. That we'll read in Exodus 34, verse 28. Exodus 34, verse 28 says, Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablet the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. God had assigned Moses a special work of writing down the Ten Commandments. Moses did not have food or water all 40 days and 40 nights. Our Lord Jesus Christ also went on a fast. When he was tempted by Satan in the desert, that's in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Matthew chapter 4. Verses 1 and 2. It says, Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. So here Jesus was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Another fast which is mentioned in the Bible is of Daniel. It's in Daniel chapter 10, 2 and 3. Daniel chapter 10, 2 and 3. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks I ate no choice food, no meat, no wine, touched my lips. And I used no lotions at all until 3 weeks were over. Daniel did not have his choice dishes, meaning he denied himself his favorite food so that he may understand the vision from the Lord. And the purpose of fasting is deliverance from demons and evil spirits. That we can read in Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9 verses 14 to 29. Mark chapter 9 verses 14 to 29. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing with them about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by the spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked the disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "O unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into the convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw the crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently and came out. The boy looked so much like a cross that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." This kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. Exactly to be read. As it was mentioned earlier, fasting must be a regular practice of all believers. There are many purposes of fasting. Why we fast? What is the aim of our fasting? What are the things to be considered while fasting? What are the benefits of fasting? What are the blessings of fasting? And what are the things we should not do while fasting? Because God is a God who wants to bless us. And fasting is one of the things, of a discipline, by which we can receive blessings from the Lord. It's in Isaiah chapter 58, chapter. Isaiah chapter 58 verses 1 to 11. Isaiah chapter 58 verses 1 to 11. "Shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out, they seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that has what it not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in crawling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your words to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bones one head like a reed and for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry, and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your light, and your might, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land, and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Amen. The aim of the fasting is to please God and to draw near to Him. Verse 1. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people a rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sin. One of the most important purposes of fasting is repentance. Repentance is to confess and forsake our sins, turning to God and having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is to start to do the good work and to fulfill God's purpose that He created for. Fasting makes us humble. If there is pride, arrogance in our lives, fasting will help us greatly. Fasting will whiten our fleshly desires. We'll have no energy to do wrong. So, we'll be doing only those things which will please our Lord. Fasting is to stop doing the sinful acts, like injustice, corruption, and unrighteousness. In fasting, we need to avoid quarrels and strifes. Verse 4. Your fasting ends in crawling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your words to be heard on high. That means that God will not acknowledge our fast if it results in quarreling. There are many other benefits of a proper fast. Verse 6. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Spiritual bondages will be broken. Praise the Lord. As Jesus gave us an example in Mark chapter 9, the story of a boy possessed by a spirit, which Jesus' disciples could not drive out. So Jesus drives out the evil spirit from the boy and says to them that some kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. So spiritual bondages can be broken. Deliverances can take place during true fasting. Verse 7, is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. The regular fasting means that you are able to help and share your food with the hungry. So, we can help others in a practical way. Verse 8, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. The greatest blessing of a true fast is a healing. Healing which will take place quickly, plus God's protection will be before and after us. So really, there are many rewards for true fasting. Verse 11, the Lord will guide you always. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Above all, God will personally guide us always. Even in the desert, God will supply all our needs and will strengthen our physical being. And the result of this blessing would be our fruitfulness. So truly God rewards our true fasting. Important points to true fasting are that it humbles ourselves. It makes us humble. We are more aware of God's presence in our lives, His will, what we need to do. If any pride is there, we need to fast so that God can make us humble. We are more aware spiritually about our weakness. The flesh is quietened and we don't rebel against God. We are more in line in obeying God, to know His will, to please Him with our lifestyle. So fasting is an essential discipline in a believer's life. He needs to fast as often as he can, so that as believers we can please our God, we can walk in the light, we can be obedient children, and we can please Him at all times. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we give you thanks for this message of fasting that you have given us. Lord, there are many things in our lives which are not right. And Lord, you have been asking us to fast so that, Lord, you can make us humble. Lord, you can, Lord, make us more aware of your presence in our lives, the need to do your will, the need to know your will, above all, to please you in whatever we say, do, and think. Help us, Lord. Help us, my Father God, as we fast. Help us, my Father God. Above all, my Father God, to draw more close to you, my Father God. To be aware of your presence in our lives. To be aware of your love, your faithfulness in our lives. To say no to wickedness. To say no to sin. To completely repent. Help us to fast, my Father. So that, Lord, we can be your chosen vessel, my Father God. A vessel of honor in your hands. A channel of blessings, my Father God. So that, Lord, you can work through us, in us, so that, Lord, we may be blessed. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing. We give you praise and glory for this, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.